Many of us may not be aware of the worsening drought conditions in southeast Florida. While it is a heavily populated area of the state, it's also a huge agricultural area. The South Florida Water Management District reports that May and June rainfall totals were well below average across most of South Florida. District weather records show that this period was the driest since 2004 and the ninth driest since record keeping began back in 1932. So one way to help conserve water is to get a free irrigation evaluation from a mobile irrigation lab and advice on a more efficient irrigation system, thus saving money and water. For more than 16 years, these traveling irrigation labs have been operating throughout Florida. According to the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services Office of Agricultural Water Policy, 17 mobile irrigation labs provide service in 66 counties. These labs are supported by three of the state's water management districts, FDACS and USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service.
When you look at the purpose of the mobile irrigation lab, it enables landowners to be able to manage their water irrigation systems.
That's Florida NRCS State Conservationist Russell Morgan.
To conserve water than it is to find new water sources. And if the recommendations of their mobile irrigation labs are put in place, then that allows landowners to be able to really conserve water.
After contacting the lab, a trained technician will collect information on the irrigation system and specific land and or field data such as soils, the crop vegetation being grown, and the type of irrigation system. And in the case of agricultural evaluations, your local NRCS office can provide technical assistance and possibly financial assistance to farmers and ranchers for the design or redesign of the existing irrigation system. For more information, contact your local NRCS office or go to fl.nrcs.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.